ever applied for a job and had like zero clue what the salary might be.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, come on, tell me if this is even worth my time, right?
Right.
Well, California might be changing that game completely. Today, we're going deep on the state's new wage transparency laws coming up in 2024.
Buckle up.
Big changes are coming. So whether you're hiring or hoping to get hired, we're going to break it all down straight from the legal summaries.
We got the goods.
For California's getting serious about tackling pay inequity, huh?
Yeah, these new laws, they're like next level. Way beyond what was in place before.
So let's get into it. What are the biggest changes people need to know?
Biggest one. Employers are going to have to put a pay scale, the actual salary range, on every single job posting.
No more competitive salary.
On. And another biggie, let's say you're already working somewhere, right?
Mm.
And you want to know, am I being paid fairly compared to, you know, my colleagues doing similar stuff?
Yeah.
You can actually request the pay scale for your position.
No way.
Yeah. Your employer has to give it to you. Legally obligated.
This feels huge. Like employees could have a lot more power when they're negotiating salaries, you know?
Totally.
Think these laws will actually help close the pay gap or other ways around them?
The goal is definitely to, you know, reduce those pay disparities.
Right.
In California, women earn like 88 cents for every dollar a man makes doing the same work.
It's still that bad.
It's crazy, right?
Wow.
And that gap is even worse for women of color.
Well, I bet.
By making salary info public, the hope is that it gives job seekers, especially women and minorities, the power to negotiate a fairer salary. And for people already working, it helps them see if they're being paid fairly. Just more transparency for everyone.
Right, right.
I mean, sure, some employers might try to find loopholes, but the penalties for not following in these rules, they're getting a lot tougher.
So there's a real risk for companies, too. Not just fairness.
Yeah, definitely.
You keep mentioning this pay scale thing. Can you break that down a bit more? What does it actually look like?
Okay, so a pay scale basically shows the minimum and maximum salary a company will pay for a specific job title. It factors in things like experience, education, location, that kind of stuff.
I see.
So let's say a job posting for a software engineer. It might say the pay scale is, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 a year.
Oh.
This gives potential applicants a clear idea of what they could earn in that role. No more guessing games.
I get it. Transparency is good for job seekers, but what about the employers?
Mm.
Some might not be too thrilled about these changes, right?
I mean, yeah, some hesitation is natural. Change can be scary.
Sure.
But there are some real upsides for companies, too.
Like what?
Studies have actually shown that companies that are more open about their pay practices, they tend to have better reputations as employers.
Really?
Yeah. People want to work for organizations that value fairness and equity.
That makes sense.
Like, take the company Buffer, for example. They made all their salaries public a few years back.
Wow.
And guess what?
What happened?
The quality of their job applicants went way up.
Huh. So it's kind of counterintuitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think companies would want to keep salaries hush-hush, but it sounds like openness can actually give them a leg up.
Exactly. Plus, it can really boost trust and morale among current employees, too. When people feel like they're being paid fairly and that the system is transparent, you know, they're going to be more motivated and committed to their work.
That's true, yeah.
So, yeah, win-win situation, potentially.
Okay, so let's say you're an employer in California.
Mm-hmm.
What are some practical things you can do to get ready for these new laws?
First things first, review all your job postings, every single one. Make sure they all have pay scales listed.
Got it.
And to do that, you'll need to figure out the salary ranges for each position, factoring in market data and making sure things are equitable internally.
Right.
Another thing, set up a clear process for handling pay scale inquiries from your current employees. Those requests are going to start coming in, and you don't want to be scrambling when they do.
Makes sense.
And of course, make sure you understand the regulations inside and out. Talk to a lawyer if you need to. Those penalties for non-compliance, they're not messing around.
So communication is key, both inside the company and with the public.
Definitely.
All right, so bottom line, California's wage transparency laws, they're about to shake things up in a big way.
No doubt. Big time.
It'll be really interesting to see how this plays out, not just in California, but for the whole country.
Yeah, for real.
Could this be a turning point for pay equity nationwide?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Let us know your thoughts. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Later.
See ya.